Someone said, no lost time while we wait on the Lord is ever lost. We've been to thinking it that way. Well, you know, I've been praying about this for some time. There's no lost time with the Lord. It requires His grace to sit contentedly when our lot requires us to do so. And I talk with a number of you. This cloud, if you will, your life has been sitting for some time. It might be praying for a loved one. It might be some prayer that you'll never see answered in this lifetime. But what do? You wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. See what that says in verse 19? It doesn't just say when the cloud tarried, when the cloud tarried long. But that's a good thing. Why? Because it's tarrying upon the tabernacle. Again, we come back to what I stated in the beginning. That's where the glory of God is. I may not understand why it's tearing, but I know it's tearing because it has something to do with the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what that tabernacle is all about. And so we wait. Whether it were 2 days, as it says in verse 22, or a month, it was only when it was taken up that they did journey. So I say to you, my friends, be careful of discontentment, pushing you to move on. Beware of being drawn aside out of greed or lust or any other thing that would ever take your eyes off of Christ.
That's why it says, when thou shalt make his soul an offering. Thou being God the Father. And he shall see his seed and shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. I used to read that, and that Christ would see his seed and prolong the seed's days, but that's not what it's saying. He, the Father, shall see his seed. The Father only has one seed. That's Christ. And he shall prolong his days. See, they put Christ to death, but that wasn't the end of his days. Just like with Joseph, when his brothers sold him into Egypt, and they took that blood-stained coat of many colors back to the father, and the father seeing it, it was for him a death. That's what it represented. And yet, what do we find? Joseph's days prolonged to where eventually those brothers who hated him and, in essence, crucified him, were brought to bow before him. Long his days. That's what God the Father has done with his Son. And the pleasure of the Lord. Look at this and look at it and look at it. The pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in whose hand? His hand. Christ's hand. That's why Christ in the garden thanked the Father that the Father had given him authority over all flesh to give eternal life unto as many as the Father had given him. If you're sitting listening to a preacher that says salvation is in your hands, I beg you, plug your ears and run hard the other way. Had he left me to my own so-called free will, which doesn't exist, men have a will, but it's not free. It's bound by this depravity and darkness, wretchedness and rebellion. And left to ourselves, we'll go to our grave in that condemnation. But here's one that cared enough for my soul, not only to lay down his life, but then by his Spirit of grace to reveal himself in me and lift me up out of that dunghill. I'll tell you, it's a lot like coming out of a coma. You don't know where you are, where you've been, but you just know your life. And then suddenly you begin to get your bearings about you. I remember as the Lord began to heal my heart, I wasn't looking for him. I've been through all of the free will teaching. I grew up in it, cut my teeth on it. You can't tell me a thing about free willism that is any surprise to me, but I will tell you that's a rebellion. Because it took the Lord showing me
that my will was nothing but corrupt. And the thought of him goodness was in and of itself the worst rebellion that I could ever offer up to God. When he says specifically, none is righteous, none of them. If Paul said, righteousness come by law, in other words, man's obedience to it, and even if you say, well, at least God puts it out there and we have to say yes. You're saying that that obedience then is what God acknowledges to save you? How foolish. There's only one obedience that God has ever accepted to save a sinner. And if you hold to any other view, you're yet in darkness and it will condemn you.